Dear Aureolians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 23rd, and here in Auroville is hazy and pleasantly on 24 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast predicts sunshine for today and clean over the night, with temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 34, with heat index on 39. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 14%. On Thursday, 26th of March at 4:30 p.m. at SAI Conference Room in Town Hall Complex, the project holder Satyakam and Deva Smita and the architects Neil and Supriti of Ovoid Atelier invite us to a public presentation of Kalpana Housing Project because L'Avenir has finally approved the layout and urban design of it. They will be pleased to share with the community the fruit of long work from the architect team. The model, the treaty designs, the plans, the concept, and a catalogue with the preliminary cost for each unit will be also presented. Kalpana Housing Project will be fully equipped 43 apartments, 4 offices, community office and internet center, laundry, storeroom, public toilets, hybrid energy system, solar and power lines. Fully landscaped, the poster, the model, the catalogue with 3D presentation and full details will be available at the housing service from Friday 27th. On Wednesday 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, Norma will read Satprem, an adaptation of the book My Burning Heart, directed by Morgan, with audio visuals by Krzysztof. On March 25th at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we are invited to Naker House, Irumbay Village Harvest Building for inauguration of the Sustainable Livelihood Institute. The Sustainable Livelihood Institute is a precious idea that has become a reality. It represents several levels of deeper values being manifested as an institute, a platform for bringing in the critical aspects of environmental, economical, social and cultural sustainability into designing, managing and evaluating the livelihood programs of the government of Tamil Nadu in collaboration with the institutes of Auroville and its network. While the institute as a campus will come up in the Vin City of Auroville in the immediate future, the institute as a living entity comes into being from the time the first training program is organized under its banner on March 25, 26. In line with its far-reaching vision and aspiration, the inauguration will be a simple one-hour event, with the light being lit by the hope and promise of Auroville and its youth. On Thursday 26 at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to Tria Benares World Music in Concert. Roger Hanschel on saxophone, Deobrat Mishra on sitar, Prashant Mishra on tabla. And on the same day, also at 7:30 p.m., Yatra Arts Foundation invites us to singing and dancing celebration at Yatra Arts Foundation. We can participate in joyful songs and chants from all over the world with keyboard and drums with Oshiva, Anche, Rani, Ines and friends. On Wednesday 25th, Women Empowered Through Local Livelihood invites us to a celebration of 10th birthday for World Paper and International Women's Day. World Paper unit is located between Bamboo Center and Kotakarai. They will start at 10 a.m. with the traditional puja and with an opening celebration from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday 28th, Audrey will have a show open at Citadin Gallery, and she hopes that we will all come because she will present her last body of work of the last 2 years. On Sunday 29th of March at Sauchu, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2:30 p.m. onwards, Auroville Tamil Nadu Workshop, where under the auspice of the Tamil Heritage Center and Valarzi Training Center, a workshop will be held on subject, An Hour Begin the Matrix of New Time, Savitri Book 5, Canto 2. Delegates from Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Auroville will be participating, proceedings mostly in Tamil and partly in English. Sacred Groves invites us to a poetry jam and open mic for open hearts on 28th at 7:30 p.m. The concept is to provide a non-competitive space for creative uprising talents to receive inspiring feedback in a setting where audience as well as participants can experience a culturally entertaining and fun event. From Adishakti Laboratory for Theatre Arts Research on behalf of Gati Summer Dance Residency 2015 comes the following announcement for Gati Summer Dance Residency 2015. It's a call for applicants, which will be going on between 1st of June to 10th of August in New Delhi. Residency includes financial support, individual mentoring, rehearsal space, production assistance, and final performance. You should apply if you are a dancer who has always wanted to create your own work If you think that you would benefit from exchanging ideas and receiving feedback from peers and experienced artists in the field, if you seek to discover a personal dance language, if you are trained in a form and want to experiment with it or extend its boundaries, if you want to explore the space between dance and other disciplines. The residency is open to residents of India and other countries in South Asia, including Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Bhutan, and Nepal. And deadline for submission is 31st of March. And on text, you should read the links. On 24th and 25th at Kripa, there will be two workshops, improvisation and composition workshop by Abhilash Ninangappa. And tomorrow from 10 a.m. would be a dance workshop. For more information, we should call Jill on 94864161 73. From beginning of July 2015, Hannah Jayan of New Creation School and Frederick hope to restart pre-service of refreshment at the Kids Coffee in Certitude. They request our agreement and support. This service, it would be for all school children, sportsperson, coaches, supporters, and well-wishers. It will be free for all school children, and others can contribute through PTC account on snack bar with the number 5163. This service will be available every day from 4 to 6 p.m., and they will keep the disturbance from the neighbors into the minimum. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen pictures of Sri Aurobindo poems, part 2, painting and recitation by Huta, and music by Sunil and film by Manohar. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Visit the Center Movie Auditorium, it will be a special screening of German Pavilion Group, Speed Dating for Seniors. It's a comedy directed by Jan Schilter and was made in Germany 2014. And today at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see a special documentary, Tsunami Architecture, made in Austria in 2012 by director Christoph Dreger. Tomorrow we can see Italian drama, Piazza Fontana, The Italian Conspiracy, made in Italy in 2012 by director Marco Giulio Giordana. On Wednesday they will screen cultural documentary, Tibetan Song, made in India 2009 by director Ngawang Chopel. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "One is there, self of self, soul of space, fount of time, hearts of heart, minds of mind. He alone sits sublime." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on ourvilleradio.org.